I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The 141st Fancy Farm Picnic happens tomorrow afternoon in Graves County. Now, a scaled-back event took place last year because of COVID-19, and this year it promises to be a very one-sided political affair. For a preview, we turn to Laura Cullen-Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Laura, what is going to make this what I would say must-see TV?
Well, Alan, this is must-see TV, particularly for the Republicans this year. Most of the speakers on the platform will be Republicans, including Congressman James Comer, Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, and Kentucky Auditor Michael Harmon, who both have been mentioned as potentially running for governor. Harmon has said he will, of course. Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Secretary of State Michael Adams are speaking as well. But Governor Beshear and Lieutenant Governor Coleman have declined invitations to attend. So there won't be any Democrats on the stage this year.
All right. Is that a bad move for the Democrats or a prudent one?
Well, it depends. You know, the Republicans will say it's a bad move because they like to engage. It's kind of the Fancy Farm Picnic is a lot of lighthearted back and forth. People use it as part of their campaign stumping, of course. So Republicans will try to say that the Democrats are no-shows and that it paints them as not being interested in Western Kentucky. The Democrats will say they're being prudent because of COVID and the uptick in COVID. In fact, other Democratic events for the weekend, including tonight's Bean Supper hosted by the Marshall County Democratic Party, have been canceled due to the COVID uptick. It's also prudent in the sense that in an off election year, which is, you know, this year there are no scheduled elections. So in an off year, there's the opportunity for people to mess up, and that can be used against them during an election. So, for example, a couple Democratic candidates have been hurt in the past by what they've said at Fancy Farm. In the late 90s, you'll recall Scotty Basler, Lexington's former mayor, was running for Congress, and he got so passionate on stage he was red-faced and yelling, and that video footage was used in campaign ads against him later in the fall. And then another year, former Attorney General Jack Conway was running. I think that was his Senate race that year. But he cursed on stage, and the church officials rebuked him for his language. And, of course, that made news as well, because you don't curse at a church fundraiser. And so those are the types of things where if candidates aren't careful, they can harm themselves moving into the election cycle.
Now, also some high-profile Republicans on the federal level will not be there.
That's right. U.S. Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul will be in Washington this weekend. They're working on that infrastructure bill. And so they declined on Thursday, saying that they won't be able to make it. The other person who is not going to be there is Treasurer Allison Ball. She declined, and she had a baby just a few weeks ago. So I'm sure she's home with her family this weekend.
We also have to say who this year's MC is.
That's right. This year, the MC is Lexington's own Bob Babbage. He's former Secretary of State for Kentucky, and he is a lobbyist now in Frankfort. So he's MCing the event this year.
Now, as we mentioned, of course, Rand Paul is not going to be there. What about Charles Booker on the Democrat side? I mean, he wouldn't even have an opportunity, though, to address the crowd, would he, according to certain rules?
That's right. Not this year. The way the rules are set up is statewide office holders are invited. So the governor, treasurer, attorney general, and the two U.S. senators. And then local lawmakers for the Fancy Farm districts. So the districts in which Fancy Farm sits, for example, 1st Congressional District. So James Comer was invited and he will attend. And the state senator from that area, Jason Howell, he will attend. And the state representative from that area, Richard Heath, he will attend. All of them are Republicans, of course, too.
So obviously next year's Fancy Farm will be chock full of some political intrigue.
That's right. Next year, it should be hopping. And I'm sure the Democrats won't skip next year, I wouldn't think, because it is an opportunity to make news. It's an opportunity for, you know, good news coverage. There's a lot of quips and fun that people have. And it's, you know, I encourage people to go down at least once if you have a chance, because it is a fundraiser for the St. Jerome Catholic Church. I'm told the barbecue is awesome. They're going to barbecue like 20,000 pounds of meat. You can play bingo, throw rings on pop bottles to raise money for the church. And it's a part of Kentucky's history, too. That's just, it's fun to be involved in. Even if you're not a big Politico, it's still something that's unique to this state.
And we have actually a political legend in Happy Chandler to thank for all of the political speeches and what Fancy Farm has become, correct?
That's right. So Fancy Farm, as we said, is a fundraiser for St. Jerome Catholic Church. And it started in the 1880s. And in 1931, Happy Chandler went down to the picnic and made a stump speech. And after that, it just snowballed. More people started going, and now it is what it is, and it's garnered national attention. There was no speech making last year, but the year before that, there was a reporter in the crowd from Rolling Stone, and one I think from the Washington Post. So it's garnered national attention many times,
and always worth keeping up on, which is something that you will be doing because you will be going there, not just not just covering this from afar.
That's right. I will be there, and I'll be tweeting if anyone wants to follow.
And what's that Twitter handle?
It is at Kentucky Gazette.
Laura Cullen-Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, has been our guest today, and safe travels.
Thank you, Alan.